Felipe Torres and his family fled their modest farm in the rural area of the border city of Cúcuta 4 months ago when a group of 100 armed men set camp there. After Felipe asked them to leave, he says he received threats and then was shot 4 times.
I just asked them to move away from the house, not the entire farm or the area, because as I told them, if you are here, it's because the army allows you to. Instead, one of theirs was killed, and then they came after me.
Thousands of Colombian farmers were displaced from the northeastern countryside surrounding Cúcuta last year as a paramilitary group entered the area fighting with communist ELN rebels. They're battling for control of cocaine production and the contraband routes along the border with Venezuela.
During the last 20 months, 22 community leaders have been killed in north of Santander region. In the last 45 days, 20 leaders, 14 of them women, have been displaced. This is a true humanitarian disaster.
In the past, the city of Cúcuta was mostly spared the worst of the conflict that affected remote parts of this region, but things have changed. In June, a car bomb exploded in the city's military base, injuring 36 people. A week later, gunfire hit a helicopter carrying Colombian President Iván Duque as it took off. At the beginning of October, President Duque announced the deployment of a new military unit of 14,000 soldiers to address the situation. But 3 weeks after the announcement, locals say nothing has changed in their communities. We repeatedly asked the new unit's commander for an interview, but so far they've said they have nothing new to add. Local officials say increasing troops on the ground alone will not solve a situation that requires real alternatives for poor coca farmers, and that the lack of diplomatic relations between Colombia and Venezuela facilitated the expansion of criminal groups to the city.
The border dynamic of the last few years with the closures and the lack of communication between the states has facilitated the growth of these criminal activities, offering them the best possible environment for their rise.
An explosive cocktail that leaves people like Felipe wondering if they will ever be able to get their life back. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Cúcuta.